Can't you see those tares are burning 10 times brighter than the day? We got to change the lyrics to that song.
Sounds good. That played good. You got it working, Eli. Yeah. It was coming over EFR.
Hallelujah.
Good. Hooray!
Man, with all the problems I've been having with, this is an older computer, and it doesn't perform like it should. But
neither do you. You're
right. Ouch.
Ouch.
Ouch. Yeah, ouch.
My butt's not working right. That's an inside joke. Broadcast yourself to the world is the name of our broadcaster. So it acts up on us. Sometimes, we just did a show with Professor Truth, and I had to reboot to get it to work. So that's the
broadcasting
thing.
Using this tool.
B-U-T-T. B-U-T-T. Broadcasting using this tool. So, and that's the tool we use, and sometimes it acts up. So, anyway, we are here live on Eurofolk Radio.
I thought Carl had passed on.
What's that?
Carl Klang.
Oh.
I thought he was talking about Karl Marx.
I'm the resistor.
Maybe that was Johnny Rebel. Hi, all the guys in the chat room. We got a whole crew.
I'll be there. I'll be there shortly. I'm still digging up my first Maccabees chapter 4. But welcome to Yahweh's Covenant People. This is May 11, 2018. And Pastor Steve tells me that we're due to start chapter 4. I seem to recall that we already did it, but Greg is not here. He has
we were gonna do it.
Oh.
But then we had to skip a show, remember?
Yeah. Well, what did we do with with Greg last week?
We finished chapter three.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm thinking Bloodlines.
Yeah.
Maccabees is Bloodlines. I'm supposed to be. Where are you? And I will catch up with you. We're doing Second Esdras. That's what we're doing. Sorry, folks.
Oh, we're supposed to do Second Esdras. Okay.
Yeah. And
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. We stopped on you got me all confused.
Right.
We are in chapter 13, and we stopped. We finished up verse 41, and we're due to start with verse 42.
In what chapter?
Chapter 13.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
We're back on track. Go ahead and take it, Pastor Steve.
Let me get a little hit of coffee here, right. Eli, after that last show.
Right.
Yeah, we did a 2-C-line show with Professor Truth, who, talking about Genesis 4, chapter 1. I'm sorry, Genesis chapter 4, verse 1.
We'll Pastor right. Dan, Greg has gone fishing.
He got literally gone fishing.
Literally gone fishing. So he's on a fishing trip.
Yeah.
So we're gonna pick it up. This is real small print, so I need to change and put my mini glasses on. Yeah, this is the real. I look like Mr. Peepers with the magnifiers.
Now, let's see if I can get in the chat room. I'm still catching up with everything.
There we go. Oh, he's on his R&R. Yeah, buddy.
Right. Yeah. Okay, I'm in the chat room. All right. Okay.
There we go. He's there.
Hello, Captain Witness.
And Pastor Dan's in there. Yeah. And, Brother Abair, we got 25 people in the chat room.
All right, very good.
What it says.
Okay.
Okay, this is verse 42. Of chapter 13. I'm going to back up. And do a little synopsis. From 39, they were gathering a multitude that was peaceful. And those are the 9 tribes that are taken away from their own land into exile in the days of King Hoshea, who Shalmaneser, king of the Assyrians, made captives. But they formed this plan for themselves. They would leave the multitude of the nations and go to a more distant region where no human beings had ever lived. That ends verse 41. So that gives you an idea of where we were at.
Right, right. Okay.
So let's take up with verse 42.
Hold on, because there's a correlation there with Isaiah chapter 11. It's really important. It's Isaiah 11:16, where this movement of the Israelites from Assyria across the Caucasus Mountains, known as the Dariel Pass, also known as the Pass of Israel, that this movement of the Israelites was prophesied in Isaiah 11:16, which says this, "And there shall be a highway for the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, like as it was to Israel in the day that he came up out of the land of Egypt." So, in other words, we're being told there will come a day when all 12 tribes, a remnant of them, and we found out it was actually 2 million of them, that crossed the Caucasus Mountains and wound up near the Danube River. It was the Black Sea, okay, and the other tributaries that dump into the Black Sea, where our people, led by the tribe of Dan, that's why it's called the Danube River, migrated west toward the Western Sea, the Atlantic there, okay? Very important. That prophecy dovetails with these chapters we've been reading in 2 Esdras. Back to you.
Okay. Let's start here at verse 42. So that there at least they might keep their statutes that they had not kept in their own land. That's an extension, basically, after verse 41. Verse 43 of chapter 13. And they went in by the narrow passages of the Euphrates River. Now that's called the Parath in Hebrew. For at that time the Most High performed signs for them and stopped the channels of the river until they had crossed over.
Just like the Exodus, right? That's what
that's correct.
Okay. Here we go again.
Verse 45. Through that region there was a long way to go, a journey of a year and a half, and that country is called Arzareth. And the note says, that means another land.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Verse 46. Then they lived there until the last times, and now, when they are about to come again, the Most High will stop the channels of the river again, so that they may be able to cross over.
Just like at the Sea of Reeds. Yahweh.
Therefore you saw the multitude gathered together in peace. Verse 48. But those who are left of your people, who are found within my holy borders, shall be saved. And the Latin lack shall be saved. Okay. Verse 49. Okay. Therefore, when he destroys the multitude of the nations that are gathered together, he will defend the people who remain. Verse 50. And then he will show them very many wonders. Well, this is a vision that he's having.
Yes.
Okay. Verse 51. I said, and this is Ezra speaking, O sovereign Yahweh, explain this to me. Why did I see the man coming up from the heart of the sea? And he said to me, This is verse 52. He said to me, just as no one can explore or know what is in the depths of the sea. Now listen to this. So no one on earth can see my son or those who are with him except in the time of his day, prophesying the coming of Yeshua Messiah.
Now that's interesting because by the way, I just want to repeat that Isaiah 11:16 prophesied all of this. And the verses that Pastor Steve just read are the fulfillment of that prophecy. These are
now,
one. Yeah, go ahead.
Right.
Yeah.
And the Ethiopic says, except when his time and his day have come.
Okay.
They just phrased it a little differently.
Right, right. Well, my version says in the daytime, which is a very poor translation.
Very poor.
Very poor. Back to you.
In the time, in other words, the time of his day or the days that he's supposed
right.
to be with us. Okay. That's why I like this version here. I have had this for years. I have glued it and pasted and taped it. That's terrible. Mm-hmm. This is the interpretation of the dream that you saw. And you alone have been enlightened about this. Verse 54. Because you have forsaken your own ways and have applied yourself to mine and have searched out my law. What does he tell us over and over and over? Study to show yourself approved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Forsake. You lose your life in this world, you will gain eternal life. Don't try to live according to the laws and rules that man sets down. Live according to Yahweh's laws, which is what we try to do.
Don't be like a Jew.
Yeah. Verse 55. For you have devoted your life to wisdom and called understanding your mother. Verse 56 of chapter 13. Therefore, I have shown you these things, for there is a reward laid up with the Most High. For it will be that after three more days, I will tell you other things and explain weighty and wondrous matters to you. Verse 57. Then I got up and walked in the field. Because he was sitting in the field eating flowers, okay?
Right. A hippie.
I'm serious.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's all he was eating. He was fasting, eating flowers. Giving great glory and praise to the Most High for the wonders that he does, pardon me, from time to time. And because he, this is verse 58, and because he governs the times and whatever things come to pass in their seasons. And I stayed there 3 days.
In the lotus position, no doubt.
Yeah.
You're making me laugh.
I'm sorry. We just finished the show with Professor Truth, which is absolutely a hoot. We have such a good time.
Genesis 4.
And then we get to come and do this. This is just too much fun.
You're right.
This is a subsection. This is chapter 14 now, beginning chapter 14 of 2nd Esdras. And it's called The Lord, or Yahweh, Commissions Ezra. They anglicized all of this. They took the sacred name out. And that drives me crazy. Verse 1 of chapter 14. On the third day, While I was sitting under an oak, suddenly a voice came out of a bush opposite me and said, and the bush's name was George. that was a joke, folks. Yeah.
And you said, two demerits for that one.
Ezra, Ezra. And I answered, here I am, Lord. Now,
you got up out of the might, lotus position.
That might be proper to say Lord here. It means master.
Right.
And I rose to my feet. Verse 3. Then he said to me, I revealed myself in a bush and spoke to Moshe. That's Moses. Mm-hmm. When my people were in bondage in Mitzrayim. That's Egypt.
Quick question here, Pastor Steve. Is this the Septuagint? Is all of this apocryphal stuff from the Septuagint? Or is there a Hebrew original?
It was originally in Hebrew.
Okay.
But the text and the papers disintegrated. Now, we don't know what they found and have hidden.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we can't check a concordance for any Hebrew source words.
No.
Okay. All right.
I can just tell you what it is in the Hebrew because I speak Hebrew.
Right. Yeah.
And okay. I sent him and led. He led. Mm-hmm. One or the other, my people out of Mitzrayim, and I led him up on Mount Sinai, where I kept him with me many days. Okay. And that you can reference Exodus chapter 3, verse 4. Okay. Chapter 3, mm-hmm. verse 4. Now, I need to highlight this in orange. Right. I have multiple highlighters here because they've skipped some verses.
Yeah, and let me just emphasize also that these apocryphal works do correspond when they reference the Old Testament. They're always perfectly accurate, but sometimes they give additional information that is not found in the Old Testament, which is the first factor is a sign of the authenticity of these apocryphal books. Back to you.
All right. Verses 11 and 12. The Syriac version of this lacks 11 and 12.
Okay.
But the Ethiopic, this is translated from the Ethiopic.
Did you read verse 6?
No, I'm just telling everybody. Oh, okay. So when it comes up, they'll understand.
Okay.
Kept him with me. Verse 5, I told him many wondrous things and showed him the secrets of the times and declared to him, the Latin lacks that, and declared to him the end of the times. So he knew what was coming up. Then I commanded him, saying, in verse 6, these words you shall publish openly, and these you shall keep secret.
Okay.
Verse 7. And now I say to you, verse 8, lay up in your heart the signs that I have shown you, the dreams that you have seen, and the interpretations that you have heard. Verse 9, for you shall be taken up from among humankind, that would be Adam kind.
Hmm.
and henceforth you shall live with my son.
Wow. Wow.
And with those who are like you until the times are ended.
Okay, this is saying that
he's going to just like Enoch.
Right, yeah, and Elijah is telling us he was translated. So there are three, not two, that have been translated directly into heaven.
The three witnesses. Okay, think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10. The age has lost its youth, and the times begin to grow old.
Oh, yeah, we're really tired of it. No doubt about that.
All right, now verses 11 and 12. Okay. For the age is divided into 12 parts, and nine of its parts, and the Ethiopic has 10, have already passed, verse 12, as well as half of the 10th part. So two of its parts remain besides half of the 10th part. Okay. And the Ethiopic has, for the world is divided into 10 parts and has come to the 10th, and half of the 10th remains. Now, that goes into verse 13. Now, therefore, set your house in order and reprove your people. Comfort the lowly among them and instruct those that are wise.
Why should the wise need instruction? To get even wiser, right?
Well, because they're the ones that are going to listen. How many do we instruct, and how many ignore us, Eli?
Yeah, too many.
How many are going to pass into the second death because they refuse to listen?
Yeah.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. But we tell them. Okay, we tell them that's what we're supposed to do. And if they won't listen, that's not on us. And now renounce the life that is corruptible, verse 14. And put away from you mortal thoughts. Cast away from you the burdens of Adam kind. It says humankind here.
Okay.
We're not humans.
Right, right.
And divest yourself now of your weak nature. This is all one sentence, but they break it up into verses.
Right.
So I have to finish verse 15. Lay to one side the thoughts that are most grievous to you, and hurry to escape from these times.
Okay.
Verse 15.
Brother Abair has a riddle for us here. John 3:13. And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. Is that a contradiction of...
You are born from above.
Uh-huh. So we have all come down from heaven, right?
Captain Witness nails it, but we all came down from heaven. Absolutely correct. Our spirit was with our Father, and he put us in these bodies as a testing ground to try our spirits.
Now, it's interesting, though, that Yahshua actually did die, but he did ascended right into heaven after that. So the three persons we mentioned earlier, they were translated without dying. Very interesting. Because
but they descended from
of course. Yes,
the
they did.
Father. They came from the Father, from his realm up there.
Okay. Yeah. So you have to descend before you can ascend.
That's right.
Right. And that's how he foreknew us. Very good, Captain.
But the others are not from there. They are of the earth. They are from below. We are from above.
Amen.
The whole thing. Verse 16. For evils worse than those that you have now seen happen shall take place hereafter. Well, here we are. Surprise, surprise, Sarge. Verse 17. For the weaker the world becomes through old age, the more shall evils be increased upon its inhabitants.
That's right. That's what we're seeing today.
That's what we're seeing today.
Right, right.
Exactly right.
Okay, the second part of the riddle is Acts 2:34, which says, For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, Yahweh said unto my Lord, that is unto Adonai, sit thou on my right hand. Maybe I can take a stab at this one. David is not ascended into the heavens yet, because that doesn't happen to the rest of us until the judgment day. Right? Would that be the correct answer?
The Lord means the Master.
Yahweh, yeah.
Unto and, my Lord. No, that would be Yeshua. He sits on the right hand.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Where were we?
Yeah.
Verse 18. Truth shall go farther away. Stop right there. Fake news now. Our show. Truth trumps fake news.
Yes,
that's on
right.
our shirts. Our,
right?
our Goyim No shirt.
Yes, right. The Goyim No, the Goyim No.
And falsehood shall come near on your devil vision and the rest of them. For the eagle that you saw in the vision is already hurrying to come.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Now listen, here's another section. Ezra's concern to restore the scriptures. Well,
yeah,
that was also my concern because they were so butchered, I was called to do what I have done,
and you went to prison for doing it.
Well,
yeah,
I did it in prison. Yeah, they didn't stop me.
Right. So this is being fulfilled as we speak. Only
they didn't like it. They didn't like it, but they didn't stop. They destroyed them a bunch of times, but I hid a bunch of other copies.
Right.
And the chaplain that helped me hide them, they activated him in the military and sent him to Iraq as punishment.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
So, here's verse 19 of chapter 14. Then I answered and said, Let me speak in your presence, Lord, in other words, Master, for I will go as you have commanded me, and I will reprove the people who are now living, but who will warn those who will be born hereafter?
Mm-hmm. Who?
For the world lies in darkness, and its inhabitants are without light.
Amen. Can truer words ever have been spoken? Who is enlightening the world, Pastor Steve? Is there anybody outside of identity who has any understanding?
Well, they hand out a lot of BS, that's for sure.
BS degrees.
Yeah, if you make a big donation, brothers and sisters, you will prosper and get a new Cadillac.
Yeah, right. I have a degree in behavioral sciences, right? And that we our favorite saying, because there was the behavioral sciences building where we took all the classes, and our favorite saying was, they don't call it the BS building for nothing. Mm-hmm. Back to you.
I love it.
Yeah.
Verse 21 of chapter 14. For your law has been burned, and so no one knows the things which have been done or will be done by you. Bible burners, what do they want to do?
Yeah.
In California, the Bible's illegal, and the Pope wants to rewrite it.
Yep.
What are they doing? Oh, by the way, the student Torahs are now printed. I mailed one out already,
okay,
but I have 19 left.
Oh, why don't you give people the info how to get them again?
And okay.
The student version is $40, and the pastor's is $45, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
It's you can make a check or money order out to me, Stephen Anderson. 650-650 Tower Plaza, okay, Suite 416, pardon me, 416, Lexington, Kentucky, 40508. So that,
and you have to get a three-ring binder.
If it's a money order, it'll go out right away. If it's a check, the check will clear. I have a bank that checks them instantly for me. So I don't hesitate. I send them out. I've got them all packaged up. They're in safe packaging, bubble wrap packaging, and they'll come out.
And you immediately have to get a three-ring binder.
I send them media mail, because that's the cheapest way of sending them that's good. Because if I send them first class, it would cost a fortune.
Right.
And I got to do, and postage to Europe is prohibitive.
Right.
I'm going to have to find some way to get the stuff to Europe, but right now I'm just doing the United States.
Right.
I can do nothing else. I can't.
It's $22.50 or more to send it to Europe, in addition to the cost of the book. So it's very prohibitive.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to this. Verse 22. If then I have found favor with you, send the Holy Spirit into me, and I will write everything that has happened in the world from the beginning, the things that were written in your law, so that people may be able to find the path, and that those who want to live in the last days may do so. Verse 23, he answered me and said, go and gather the people and tell them not to seek you for 40 days. Verse 24, but prepare for yourself many writing tablets and take with you Sareya, Dabria, Salemia, Etanus, and Asiel, these five, who are trained to write rapidly. Verse 25, and you shall come here, and I will light in your heart the lamp of understanding, which shall not be put out until what you are about to write is finished. Verse 26, and when you have finished, some things you shall make public, and some you shall deliver in secret to the wise. tomorrow at this hour, you shall begin to write. Okay.
And this is now, verified.
They had destroyed the Torah.
Right.
And they had to get a bunch of scribes together. You don't think Moses wrote all of that. He dictated it same way. And they wrote it with papyrus pens.
And they copied it.
Yes, they made copies.
Reed pens. And the Holy Spirit would take him over, and he would recite all this stuff, and they wrote it down verbatim.
Now, verse 26 is verified in Matthew chapter 15, where Yahshua was asked by the disciples, "Why do you preach in parables?" And he said, "It's so that some people out there, I do not want them to understand, lest they be saved." Okay. So some things are intended only for the wise, that is, the covenant Israel, and for no other people.
That's right. Covenant Israel and the J words, nah. they're toast.
They're toast.
That's the way it is.
Yeah.
Crispy Critter comes to mind. These are Ezra's last words to the people. Verse 27. Then I went as he commanded me, and I gathered all the people together and said, verse 28, hear these words, O Israel. Who's he talking to? Israel. Verse 29. At first, our ancestors lived as aliens in Mitzrayim. They were sojourners.
Mm-hmm.
And they were liberated from there. Verse 30. And received the law of life which they did not keep, which you also have transgressed after them. Verse 30, and we're still doing it today. A lot of people are transgressing. And it's only the people in CI that are making any attempt to keep the Torah, which is all Yahshua preached was Torah. He says it is not going to pass away until heaven and earth pass away.
Amen.
But the Judeos try to say, oh, it's nailed to the cross. No, it's not. Verse 31, they make Yahshua a liar.
That's right.
And they're the liars. Mm-hmm. Then land was given to you for a possession in the land of Zion, but you and your ancestors committed iniquity and did not keep the ways that the Most High commanded you. Verse 32. And since he is a righteous judge, in due time, he took from you what he had given.
Amen.
In words, we went into dispersion, and we're still in dispersion.
Yahweh giveth, and Yahweh taketh away.
Verse 33, and now you are here, and your people, what's that note, F? Or brothers. The Latin has brothers. And your people are farther in the interior, or the Latin are among you. Okay, in the interior. If you then, this is verse 34, if you then will rule over your minds and discipline your hearts, you shall be kept alive, and after death you shall obtain mercy. You won't see the second death.
Yes.
Okay. If, there's that nasty word.
Two-letter word.
If, the biggest little word in the Bible. If.
Right.
Makes it conditional, doesn't it, folks?
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's saved. No.
Just believe in Jesus.
Yeah. Right. And put your check in the plate. Yeah.
And an altar call.
Altar call, yeah. Run up and do the dog and pony show in front of everybody. Oh, yeah.
The prophet-driven church.
Foam at the mouth and do the hoochie-coochie and turn yourself around.
Yeah, and fall backwards and hope somebody catches you.
Verse 35. For after death, the judgment will come.
Oh, man.
When we shall live again.
Oh, praise Yahweh.
And then the names of the righteous shall become manifest, and the deeds of the ungodly shall be disclosed.
Okay, let me read this version. Very similar. Because this is a powerful verse. For after death shall the judgment come, when we shall live again, and then shall the names of the righteous be manifest. There's a manifest, namely a log, and the works of the ungodly shall be declared. Okay, so there's a division.
Manifest here means made public.
Yes, that's right. There's a log. There's a written.
That's right.
Okay, a record, and everybody will see it. You think there's not going to be a judgment day? How can there be a judgment day if there's no law? Back to you.
Making a list, checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Yahshua is coming to town.
All right, you get with
a flaming sword.
You get five merits for that one, even though it didn't rhyme. Great verse, absolutely great verse.
Mm. All of this is great.
Oh, it is.
And we keep telling people there's going to be a reckoning over and over and over and over and over, and it falls on deaf ears. Brother Dan tells them over and over and over and over. Brother Hebert on his website over and over and over. All the guys on EFR. David James. I mean, come on. Must be a ton of bricks fall on their heads to wake them up.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 36 of chapter 14. But let no one come to me now, and let no one seek me for 40 days. It's just as he was told. Now, here's the last subsection of chapter 14. The restoration of the scriptures.
Oh, yeah.
Verse 37. So I took the five men as he commanded me, and we proceeded to the field and remained there. Verse 38. And on the next day, a voice called me, saying, Ezra, open your mouth and drink what I give you to drink. Verse 39. So I opened my mouth, and a full cup was offered to me. It was full of something like water, but its color was like fire. This is a vision. Verse 40. I took it and drank, and when I had drunk it, my heart poured forth understanding, and wisdom increased in my breast, for my spirit retained its memory. Verse 41. And my mouth was opened and was no longer closed. In other words, he started to speak. The very poetic writing here. Verse 42 of chapter 14. Moreover, the Most High gave understanding to the five men. Stop right here. When it was time to build the temple, Yahweh gave the understanding of his commands to the artisans. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, same deal here. The Most High gave understanding to the five men, and by turns, they wrote what was dictated using characters that they did not know. Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
They sat 40 days. They wrote during the daytime and ate their bread at night. Verse 43. But as for me, I spoke in the daytime and was not silent at night. Verse 44. So during the 40 days, 94 books were written. Verse 45. And when the 40 days were ended, the Most High spoke to me, saying, make public the 24 books that you wrote first. Let me look the Latin, Lacts 24. Okay. And let the worthy and the unworthy read them. Verse 46. But keep the 70 that were written last in order to give them to the wise among your people.
Uh-huh. Right.
Verse 47, for in them is the spring of understanding, the fountain of wisdom, and the river of knowledge. Verse 48, and I did so.
Okay, very good. As verification of verse 35, where we're told that there will be a resurrection, Luke 14:14, and thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee, they probably being earthlings.
Okay. There is an addendum to that last verse.
Oh, okay.
And it's in the notes, and the Syriac, which is how it was written, adds, in the seventh year of the sixth week, 5,000 years and 3 months and 12 days after creation. At that time, Ezra was caught up and taken to the place of those who are like him after he had written all these things.
Okay, so
and he was called the scribe of the knowledge of the Most High forever and ever.
Well, remember in the previous chapter, he was more honored than even Daniel. Okay.
Yep.
He was given visions that even Daniel wasn't given. But to verify verse 35, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. Okay. So those of us who keep his laws will be rewarded. Will be rewarded. So keep the faith, folks. Keep the faith. What more can we say?
Keep the feasts. Yeah. Join us at the feasts. And I think Professor Truth is going to try to make...
The next Tabernacles. Yeah.
Tabernacles. You know, even if he comes for a few days, that would be a blessing.
I always have a
wonderful time.
Yeah. Captain Witness was away. He wants to know what book and chapter. Okay, he had to step away. So we were chapter 14, right? Chapter 14.
We just finished chapter 14 of 2nd Esdras.
Yes. Okay, so we're going now to chapter 15.
Well, chapters 15 and 16 it has here, which has been found in the Greek.
Really?
Are extant only in Latin.
Okay. But you say it was found also in the Greek.
Except 1557 through 59.
Huh.
Okay.
Okay.
The rest of it, it's only in Latin. The scrolls have deteriorated to the point where they're just unusable. It just happened. A lot of stuff.
Right. Okay. Right.
So this would be, this is in Latin originally. It was originally in Hebrew.
Right.
Then they translated into Greek. Then they translated it into Latin.
And so most of it survived only in the Latin. Okay.
This is the only thing that made it through.
Very interesting.
It's called Vengeance on the Wicked.
But even so, the translations of these, many of these apocryphal books clearly state that these books will be hidden until the end times and will not be made known until the end times.
Well, they are hidden.
Yes. And who's revealing them in these end times?
Well, this is the end times.
Yeah, that's right.
It's what I do. chapter 15. What are we looking?
We got about seven minutes left. Yeah, we can cover. Let's get a flavor of chapter 15 here.
Okay, this is Vengeance on the Wicked.
Ooh, my favorite topic.
Verse 1. Speak in the ears of my people the words of the prophecy that I will put in your mouth, says Yahweh. Verse 2. And cause them to be written on paper, for they are trustworthy and true. Verse 3. Do not fear the plots against you, and do not be troubled by the unbelief of those who oppose you.
So even Esdras had that problem. Not just us.
Verse 4. For all unbelievers shall die in their unbelief.
There's
an addendum to that. And all who believe shall be saved by their faith.
Nice.
Verse 5. Beware, says Yahweh, I am bringing evils upon the world. That means harm, okay? The sword and famine, death and destruction. Verse 6. Because iniquity has spread throughout every land, and their harmful doings have reached their limit. Well, they're doing that again. Okay? Verse 7. Therefore, says Yahweh, verse 8, I will be silent no longer concerning their ungodly acts that they impiously commit, neither will I tolerate their wicked practices. Innocent and righteous blood cries out to me, and the souls of the righteous cry out continually.
Yes.
Verse 9. I will surely avenge them, says Yahweh, and will receive to myself all the innocent blood from among them.
I can't wait. Do it already.
Verse 10. See, my people are being led like a flock to the slaughter.
Man. The Christian
I will not allow them to live any longer in the land of Egypt. Verse 11,
slavery.
But I will bring them out with a mighty hand and with an uplifted arm and will strike Egypt with plagues as before and will destroy all its land. Now, Egypt can be a idiomatic usage for the system that we are living under today and the lands that are practicing this evil. Now, it's not just the United States. It's in Great Britain.
Oh, yeah.
It's in Sweden. It's in France. It's in Germany. All over, wherever Israel has spread, the wicked ones are slaughtering us.
Mm-hmm.
We have those in this country of the Judeo-Christian persuasion that would seek to kill the CI people.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And they will slay us all the day long and think they do God a service. Yes. Because they are under strong delusion from their pastors that went to the cemetery school to preach death to their congregation. And that's what they're preaching. If they teach that the law has been done away with, they're teaching death.
That's right.
If they're teaching that there's salvation for everybody and everybody is brothers, they're teaching death. If they're teaching that homosexuality and transgenderism is an acceptable lifestyle, they are teaching death. That's what they're teaching. Well, we're right down
to Judeo-Christianity.
Verse 12 is a perfect place to stop, Eli.
Okay, all right.
Because there's separation right here. And we'll take up in verse 12 on the next session.
Okay.
There's a lot of trouble that we see that's foretold in these mm-hmm. books. And the next session, we're in 15, but there's only 16 chapters in 2 Ezra. So next week we will probably
mm-hmm.
finish her up.
Okay. Well, if we finish before the end of the show, Pastor Greg can tell us some fish tales.
There you go.
Okay. So he's fishing as we speak. Yeah, whoppers. All right, folks. All right, yes, bad mortar is a disaster. And Brother Abear reminds us in the chat room, Pentecost and fast, May 22nd.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
Day of prayer.
Absolutely correct. I have it marked here.
Mm-hmm.
At sundown on the 23rd to sundown on the 24th fast okay. day. That is
that's
a high Pentecost. Shabbat.
Yeah. That's the 23rd.
Sundown
the fast day.
Of the 22nd.
There you go.
Is a Shabbat. And sundown on the 23rd.
So.
To the sundown on the 24th. Fourth is the high Shabbat, so it's
right.
a double Sabbath.
Right. Well, this is a voluntary fast, okay?
Those are two Sabbath days back to back.
Okay. All right, folks. Thanks for listening. We had a great time today declaring Yahweh's word, and wow, powerful message today. I enjoyed it, Pastor Steve. Thank you.
Oh,
thanks.
Just anytime we can get in the word, it's a blessing.
Amen.
Yahweh bless. Bye-bye.
And see you next time, folks.